This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Tuesday, June 11th. Well, the Mexican trade deal gives live cattle a boost in Monday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Today in the livestock market, the cattle was much higher. The trade deal definitely boosted the futures and really gave it a shot. I think the tensions are relieved and giving futures just what they needed, that shot in the arm. The market support showed up with a vengeance and pushed it much higher. And right before the end of the day, we did get some limit moves. We could very well see an expanded limits tomorrow, but that just tells us we're going to rock and roll. We know that the live cattle and even the feeders have all been oversold and been kind of sitting on the downside for a while. We're looking for something to give it some direction, and I think that we got it today, or certainly over the weekend with the trade deal.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 3 at 507. July corn was unchanged at 416. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 607. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June were up 4, ranging from 623 to 628. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were down a quarter point, ranging from 648.5 to 658.5. Live cattle for June was up 277.5 at 109.50. August feeder cattle was up 257.5 to 139.40. And June class 3 milk was up a nickel at 1631.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.